views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Before we get to those callers in the second half of the show, once again, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. If you're listening to the show, welcome. And also if you're watching the show on Facebook Live TV, as we went to Facebook Live TV in June. So if you'd like to watch the show as well as listen to it, all you need to do is go to the Transformation Talk Radio page, and you can click on the link and watch the show as well. So for those, all of those who are celebrating today in the United States, happy 4th, and we hope you have a safe, happy, healthy, and Independence Day. And this topic about independence and freedom was so important to the Posse of Angels that they took the topic that was supposed to be on the schedule today, and they shifted it to next week. So they want all of us, and they want to remind us that we have all been blessed with things like documents and certification, like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, that reminds us about our being free. But they're telling us that this idea of freedom that we're all speaking about predates all documents, as it was created for us by the greatest source of all, which is God. Each and every soul has been blessed not because of any document that says that we are free, but we have been gifted with free will and free choice. And we can even choose to think that we are not free and that we don't have independence. Now, how powerful is that? We can choose to believe the illusion that we are not free. We're completely free to keep perpetuating whatever reality we wish, even if it's a reality that's unsatisfying, that's negative, that's painful. And it's challenging to us because we set up an illusion of separation from source and that we choose to remain in it. That's how free that we are. So with this in mind, how much are we experiencing our freedom if we keep choosing and perpetuating thoughts of lack and scarcity and competition and fear? You know, everyone, a perfect example of this was a young client of mine, and I'll call her Betty. Betty had been recommended to me by her doctor as she was deeply depressed. At 30 years of age, Betty explained that she hated her job. She hated her parents. She hated everything about herself and everything about her life. She told me that she had had great hopes and dreams when she was younger of becoming a hairdresser. And although she was very good at the 2-year hairdressing course she was enrolled in, she quit right before her final exams, as she was sure that she would never, ever be able to pass them. Now, since dropping out of beauty school, this lovely girl, Betty, found herself floundering, and she took a job as a checkout clerk at a local grocery store. Not having enough money to pay her rent, she lived with her parents, and she longed for the day that she would be able to live on her own. I asked her to close her eyes and to take a few deep breaths. And then I said, Betty, keep your eyes closed. If you could wish for anything in the world, what would you wish for? Not having given much thought about her life, except what she lacked and how terribly miserable it was, I saw her face straining to come up with an answer. Finally, all of a sudden, she burst out aloud, "I really would love to travel." Upon this announcement, I felt her energies lifting, and a sliver of a smile came across her face. Then, just as quickly, all of a sudden, her smile vanished. And she opened her eyes and said, "But I don't have any money, so I'm not free to travel." The posse of angels immediately swooped in, and they said to Betty, "Your seeming ability to not be able to travel has more to do with your perception and the sad state of hopeless despair that you choose to keep perpetuating and remain in, rather than the case of not having enough money." I suggested that we start to take a look at the options that she had in her life, not at what she didn't have, but the options that she did have, and to help her in order to be free and to set her free to be able to travel. Suddenly, the posse of angels showed me a vision of all things of an ocean liner. So I shared with Betty that she was given this wonderful gift of being creative with beauty and hair, and if she only had the little faith of a mustard seed and trust in herself and went on to finish her hairdressing degree, then doors of opportunity would easily and gracefully start to open for her. You know, I suggested that she could be a hairdresser and a beauty therapist on a cruise ship, you know. And in this way, she could travel the world. You know, she could go to different foreign ports, and she could save her salary for a house because she wouldn't have to pay for a car, rent, or food. As I was speaking, she told me that she was getting goosebumps and shivers, and she was actually smiling. Betty had also mentioned previously to the posse of angels showing me that cruise ship that she had five younger siblings, and she absolutely adored children, and she loved babysitting. I said, for another option, did she ever think about becoming a nanny or an au pair? At this time, I was living in Australia, and with the connection between Australia and England, I said with her love of travel and children, she could take a job in England as a nanny and again save her rent and food and car money. Looking over at Betty, her face was beaming as she chose to free herself and get excited about options for her life. And lastly, I knew from her history that she was trilingual, and her father spoke French and her mother spoke Italian. I asked her if she ever thought about teaching English as a second language. Once she finished a course to teach overseas, I knew this from other clients of mine, that the language schools often helped participants find positions overseas. Everyone, I cannot tell you how much of a dark cloud lifted from this beautiful young girl as she sat up taller and she was animated at these suggestions. Armed with new enthusiasm and options, she left my office with hope and faith in herself restored, and with hope, everything is possible. Okay, everyone, so what happened to Betty? I found out later that she had called her former beauty school, and they gave her full credits for the practical courses that she had completed. And she went on to sit, and she easily passed her final exams. A year later, I got a letter and a postcard from her standing in front of a huge cruise ship docked in Hong Kong Harbor with the biggest smile on her face. And the postcard was written across it, "Thank you for changing my life." Betty was able to travel and fly to foreign shores because she allowed herself to willingly give up the negativity, the lack, and the hopelessness that was weighing her down, that was keeping her stagnant and immobile. And she then changed that to putting her focus and attention on what she could do to travel towards her wishes. You know, she was able to follow. She was able to follow her heart's desires by just switching tracks, I guess you could call it. You know, we each have the freedom to put into motion our inalienable rights as human beings. And the Posse of Angels wants to remind us what some of those freedoms are that we all have, not just here in the United States, July 4th, but no matter where we live in the universe. Okay, firstly, we all have, and we all are free to choose to be happy. Now, as I've said before, this really doesn't depend on anything external. It doesn't depend on money. It doesn't depend on material goods. It doesn't depend on our social standing, on whatever seeming success we have or we don't have, on our fame, nor does it even rest on our current situation. You know, we are such powerful, alchemical, divine beings of pure potential with an abundant nature, and we can create new realities for ourselves with our energies anytime we choose. For our current situation is nothing more than our former thoughts, our former words, and our former feelings that we believed in and previously perpetuated in order to have manifest the current reality that we are now living in. I've written blogs and newsletters, had former Angel Healing House radio programs sharing insights that we are so infinite and we are so limitless that our current reality is only a finite sliver of our abilities to create. And if we look around and we see a reality that we feel has painted us into some imagined corner, it's because we've ceased to understand that each and every one of us has a full, limitless set of paints to create and design new options for ourselves. You know, whether we choose to open ourselves to receive and exercise the freedoms to create new options in our life, well, that's another story. The second one. So the first one is we all have the freedom to choose to be happy. Next, we all have the freedom to be grateful and appreciative for what we have. The Posse of Angels is reminding all of us that the energy of being grateful and appreciative is so transformatively and transmutationally freeing for ourselves. It's healing and so extraordinary that it can take a life that was filled with negative energies and perpetually perceiving lack and turn those energies around to being positive and optimistic and hopeful. I've helped countless people over the last 14 years since I created Angel Healing House healing practice to see their lives from a different and a higher perspective. And in this way, they begin to be clear enough to start to see the areas where there are opportunities and there are options for them to make movement forward toward the life of their dreams. You know, Betty, as I said, she came to me and with no hope, with absolutely no hope, because she saw her life as hopeless and that was her choice. But by showing her that there were some options, and you don't have to have millions of options. You know, the Posse of Angels often show people just a few signs. We are given some choices, and sometimes we're only given one choice because that path is for the greatest good of ourselves, the greatest good of all concerned, for our soul's growth and for things working out the absolutely best way for us. Funny, when we choose to focus on and remain stagnant in a state of despair and absolute hopelessness, our eyes remain blind to these options that were there and available to us the whole time. And a lot of time, most people can't see those options because they're too distracted and they're too busy and they don't allow time for quiet in their lives. They don't allow times just to settle and be reflective. And any time they might speak to God and the angels, you know, they're very busy railing against what isn't and saying, why don't I have this and why haven't I been brought that yet? Instead of listening and opening our hearts to receive in the way that God and the angels wish for us to receive for the greatest good of ourselves. So the third way that we all can be free is we all have the freedom to forgive. Now, that's a really great one. Many, many spiritual mentors have spoken about forgiveness. The Posse of Angels wish to remind us that we do not forgive by saying the words, I forgive you. Now just think about that. We forgive and lift the burden of forgiveness off of our souls rather by saying, please forgive me. It's a different energy. The energy behind I forgive you is still apportioning some sort of blame for something that happened. But when we say, please forgive me, we take accountability and responsibility for our part in contributing to something which has happened. And that starts to release the burden of not forgiving off of our soul. You know, when we freely say, please forgive me, and it is intended on a very deep level, what we obtain is untold peace and untold happiness. One of the greatest freedoms that we all have is the freedom to be responsible for our own lives. Yet, you know, responsibility scares many people, and they continually give away their freedom, and they allow someone else to dictate to them what they should think, what they should believe in, and how they should act. Sigmund Freud said most people do not really want freedom because freedom involves responsibility, and most people are just downright frightened of responsibility. But you know, everyone, but to not exercise our freedom responsibility, no matter how frightening it is then to allow someone else to capture us and utilize us for their agenda and their purposes. Now, the most important kind of freedom is to be who and what you truly are. Ultimately, if one does not take responsibility for what one believes in, they trade in their reality for another person's or group's agenda by conforming to something that goes counter to who we are. We unknowingly choose to wear somebody else's mask and demonstrate that we are not a free, sovereign individual. And as I said on an interview yesterday, we are all powerful, sovereign individuals here to make manifest our intentions, our wishes, our dreams, and desires. Yet, at the same time, we are all connected to one another. We each have the freedom to express ourselves creatively and to share our endeavors with great passion and great enthusiasm. Yet I've heard from many clients who profess that they would love to create either writing a book or painting something, learning a musical instrument, but they say that they are not creative. Well, the Posse of Angels could not disagree with you more, as they are assuring us that everyone was gifted with talents, abilities, and gifts, and it is our inherent right to honor those gifts inside of us, bring them forth, and to passionately share them with others. For instance, take painting. We may not be able to paint like Picasso, who drew women like dogs, or we may not be able to draw like Michelangelo and feel an urge to go decorate a ceiling of a chapel. But we can still utilize art supplies and grace a canvas with our efforts. Thank goodness we are all individuals. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that so often people stop themselves from creating because they feel that they're not good enough and because they are under the illusion that there is some sort of competition out there. It's like when I channeled my first book entitled Angels of Faith. After bringing it forth, I could have said, well, I won't bother publishing it because there have been many books that have been written about angels. You know, lots of people have been writing books about angels throughout time. Who am I? Who am I to publish my story? But then I realized that God did not give this unique story to anyone else. And nobody's ever written it, had ever written it, with my individual fingerprints and my energy. You know, everyone, with it being the fourth of the month, I realized that it was exactly 8 months ago, on Election Day, November 4th, that I entitled my Angel Healing House radio program, A Vote for Humanity. And before then, and as my radio program is in the morning, before the results of that year's presidential race was in, I expressed that it really did not matter who won, because I decided that no selected or possibly pre-selected candidate was ever going to dictate to me as to whether I could be loving, generous, kind, forgiving, non-judgmental, compassionate, and peaceful. These are all inalienable rights and freedoms, and the more we practice them, the more the world will eventually come to know true freedom You know, we all have the choice as to whether we're going to give someone a smile, meet them halfway, for the price of peace, or lend them a hand and to be of service. These are all of our rights. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that one of the greatest illusions ever perpetuated is that as humans, we are not free. And they are emphasizing that we are all here and free to make a difference in the world. That is why we are here, incarnated as spiritual beings into human form, because we're here to make a difference. And I've often said that we do this by bringing forth our authentic selves and sharing our gifts and talents and our abilities with the world. Everyone, please do remember that each one of us is a powerful, multidimensional being who is free to operate in a vast quantum web of possibilities and opportunities, and they are assuring us that along with our individual, powerful divine natures, we are connected to all of life. So, they're suggesting to use our powerful, connected, and individual energy to feel free, to take a fresh look, and see ways that we can freely choose to make the world a brighter, more loving, compassionate, and peaceful place. And we are all free to do that. You are listening to me, Claire Candy Hough, on Angel Healing House Radio. When we come back after this short break, we will be taking some callers. Hopefully people will be calling in on this July 4th for those free angel readings. See you soon.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hough's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright, emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hough. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hough, on Angel Healing House Radio. Just a reminder that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Tuesday mornings. And just also a reminder that you can go to my website, www.angelhealinghouse.com, to find those beautiful channeled books of mine, Angels of Faith, which is about my two near-death experiences and the fact that we do not die. We are divine and eternal. And One True Home, my second book, my first novel, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, that one speaks about my five most important past lives and the lives in between those lives, what I did in my one true home after I crossed over from those physical incarnations before I came back again. And then the third one, the sequel to One True Home is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which tells the remarkable story of my angelic walk-in experience that I had on January 11th of 2003. And The Former Soul tells the story of the former soul who was in the body and how she lost her light and how I, Angel Ariel, came to be incarnated on this beautiful planet. So if you want to investigate those books, please go to angelhealinghouse.com. Let's go to the phone lines and see who we've got there on this July 4th. We've got Stephanie from New York. Stephanie, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio. Hi, how are you?
Hi, happy 4th of July.
Okay. Happy 4th of July. So do you feel like you are free?
Not as much as I would like, no.
Why not?
I think a lot. Money is a big part of it. That's on my mind a lot. And, I guess maybe... Well, that's a big part of it, yeah. And I guess maybe support system stuff, too, and that not having enough of that. And I'm still, I think, recovering from emotionally and also physically from the surgeries and the cancer diagnoses last year. And, the frustration of knowing that, certain things would help me, but I can't afford them. It's really frustrating. And then I also recently realized I was at my boyfriend's brother and his wife's house the other day, and I saw they had this entire empty apartment on the ground floor of their home. And he asked them last year if I could stay there, and it would have been absolutely perfect for me at the time, but they said no, and he didn't fight very hard for it. It was hard. And also just knowing that I couldn't really... just get that for myself,
Right.
And just, that kind of situation isn't my home, or that I couldn't just, I don't know, it's just hard. Because there's always that fear of reoccurrence and stuff too, but just there's so many things like that where it's just like, oh, or, my worries about paying, for that doctor that I've been seeing and the supplements and, all of that stuff.
Okay.
So it's like there's a lot of frustration. Yeah.
Well, what they want you to know, Stephanie, we are given what we need. We're not given what we want. And the whole reason that we're here is, and can be difficult for a lot of people, is we're here for our soul's growth. We will always be given what we need. Again, not necessarily what we want. I was speaking with a client yesterday, and she is also going through some tremendous financial challenges. Yet, because she's opened herself to receive, she is being gifted in so many ways, and her needs are being met by people paying for her dinners. She doesn't ask this, she goes out to dinner and the person says, I'd like to pay for your meal. Somebody bought her a plane ticket the other day to go east. It's because she has softened and she's realized that she really is not, attached to the how and the when of life happening. And she said, I don't like to be in this situation, but I realized there was such a reoccurring theme here that it was teaching me to receive. And I said, yes, and consider the gift that you're giving another person by allowing them to give to you. So really drop all expectations and attachments as to what you want and say every day, thank you for giving me what I need. You did mention about support, that perhaps you don't have family support. Your support is coming in a different way. And sometimes it's about receiving. We have to be open to receive the support that we are getting and allow that to come in. Let's go to the cards and just see what comes out there. First card that's coming... First card that's coming out for you is the Ten of Wands, and the Ten of Wands is the burden card. Now, this goes along with, you know, things that I don't have, the support that I don't have. You have support from your doctors, from the naturopathic school, from all kinds of different areas. Put your emphasis on what you do have, and not on those burdens that that you're thinking about. The next one is the Seven of Swords. And the Seven of Swords is, again, a card of lack about, you know, what you seemingly or perceive that you don't have. And the next one is the Ace of Swords, which is the Ace of Winter in this deck. They are suggesting for you to have a little bit of a ritual today, with it being July 4th, and to put your emphasis on how free you are. You're free to be grateful and appreciative for all that you have, and open up to thanking God and the angels for getting always what you need, because they are there to provide for you exactly what you need in any given moment. So I do have a few more callers. I hope that's been helpful for you, Stephanie.
Thanks. I mean, I've been trying to do that. It's been hard. Like, I almost had a nervous breakdown last year. It was so scary. So the part about getting what we need, that part, it's a little bit hard for me to... I feel like I didn't get what I need, you know?
Well, it's difficult for us to see our life from a higher perspective. It probably was exactly what you needed. Going to the naturopathic school and being directed to different doctors, because I've seen the arc of what you've experienced this past year, and you're much more along your path and much better off than you were a year ago. So put your emphasis on that. Wishing you a beautiful July 4th and have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. And that's a very good point. Thank you for calling in, Stephanie. We are given what our soul's growth needs, not necessarily what we want. And a lot of people rail against this, as they can't see it from a higher perspective. But to be grateful and appreciative, what we have in our present moment and feeling abundant about it will always bring us more abundance. Let's go to our next caller. We have Celine from Oregon. Celine, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House. How are you?
Hi, I'm real well, thank you. It's nice to speak with you.
Lovely to speak with you as well. And Celine, do you feel like you are free?
Yes, in a way. I'm, you know, working on releasing past conditioning that was pretty limiting. But I was interested in, you know, your angel posse, what they might have to tell me as far as a higher perspective of where I am in my journey right now. I kind of have to restart my life, which I've been working on for the past 2 years, and I just would like to hear how I'm doing.
Okay, several things are coming in all at once, Celine. Starting over. Okay, first, they want you to not take this seriously. As a conscious collective, we are all at a starting point. Our first part of our journey was up until 2012. That was we're going to New Age shops. We were opening ourselves to our spirituality. Many of us, went to workshops and seminars and all kinds of different things. And then when we were awakened, then we got as many people on board to the train of ascension as we could. Since 2012, a lot of us built the healing practices, established the radio shows, published our books, did blogs, newsletters, all different kinds of things, turned the mirror back on ourselves and started to create. Now we are at the third part of our of ascension, if you want to call that, because in many ways we're going to be starting over, and we're going to be doing something new. And that new hasn't shown up for many yet. It's going to take the skills and the talents and all those wonderful things that you've done before, and it's going to tweak them in a certain way, in a different way, for you to be of greatest service for yourself and the greatest good for humanity. Now, so that's number one. Don't worry so much about the how and the when of that happening, but take this time to release past conditioning. And the way they want you to do that is they want you to sit in quiet reflection, and they want you to imagine, visualize that you're going and you're standing before the Etheric Council. Do you know what the Etheric Council is?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. You're standing before the Etheric Council, and you ask them and tell them that you want to negate, sever, and make void any contracts that you made that you're conscious of or not conscious of previously, because you're not that person anymore. You are a fifth dimensional being, and the contracts that you made from those previous incarnations in any space, time, and dimension, I mean, they had me do this, and there was a really firm contract that I made as a high priestess in Atlantis that I had to absolutely sever, and from my past incarnations. But they want you to do this, and they want you to do this because you're going to be gaining your power back in order for you to step into the third part of this mission that all of us have come back for. So this is going to be, this is going to be, and with it being the 4th of July today, this is going to be very freeing for you. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. I am excited for you because you are ready. You are ready to release that past conditioning. You are ready to release those past energies. You know, many of us had lives. I was telling a client yesterday, many of us had lives of monastic lives where we took vows of poverty, vows of chastity, you know, people who can't get relationships. You know, we gave all of our worldly goods away. And and that's why money is such a problem with a lot of people. It's because they still have contracts to those vows that we took in previous lives. So lovingly let go of those, and then open yourself up to receive with a clean slate. And it doesn't mean that you don't love people. And in this incarnation, my abusive ex and a relative that just stopped talking with me because she's angry and, you know, she's mad, she's whatever it is, I released that contract because that was made many, many years ago, like, I don't know, like almost 40 years ago. And it's not the same person that we are today. Okay, let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Our lovely Celine. Okay, first message that comes out for you is the Page of Wands. And the Page of Wands is a fiery energy. Pages are about messages coming towards you and coming in for you. And this is about you taking your message out to the world with more confidence, more authority, and more assurity and self-confidence. So once you sever these contracts, then you will feel more free. You'll feel less burdened, and as energetically as this is going to be lifted off of you. The next card that's coming out for you is the World card. This is a completion. This is a wonderful card to get because it means you're on the threshold of a new beginning. This is just an absolutely beautiful, beautiful reading so far. And the next card is the Knight of Cups. Now, this night, are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Okay. And a lot of the times, those contracts that we made, you know, maybe we were slaves, maybe we were servants, maybe we contracted to enable somebody, and we denied ourselves love by doing and releasing these contracts energetically. They're saying that the Knight of Cups is the knight in shining armor. Either this could mean that you're opening yourself up to experience more love in your life, or this could be to experience a wonderful relationship, an absolutely authentic relationship with yourself, loving yourself. So either way, it's just a beautiful ending to you completing these contracts and to opening yourself up to this new beginning.
Oh, that sounds really wonderful.
Doesn't that sound wonderful? And I would love to know where your journey takes you. You can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Candy, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. God bless you and have an absolutely beautiful Independence Day and a beautiful day every day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye. And thank you so much, Celine, for calling in. And we can all do that now. We can all sever those contracts that we had before because we're not the same person. We are high-dimensional, multidimensional beings, and those contracts were made from a very different energy before. And when I did this, it just felt so freeing. I was loving when I did it. I was not angry. I was not bitter or resentful. It just felt like I opened up to a whole different reality. We do have a third caller. Let's go to Mary in Florida. Hi, Mary. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
I'm doing good. Good. You've been good. On point with everything that's been going on in my life, from your callers to your message to everything, and just felt really drawn to call in. So,
oh, how wonderful.
I know, you know that.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. And it's so funny. If we just, I said to a host that was interviewing me yesterday, I said, if we could just understand that we are children of that higher source, and if we could just allow ourselves to open up to the possibilities, we will always be given what we need. And it'll magically appear on our doorstep, you know, right in front of us, and go, oh my gosh, that's exactly the message, you know, a magazine, you know, that is sitting on a waiting room table, and a breeze comes in and it blows it open to an article that we need, or something on the radio. We come in the car at the exact moment that a talk show host is talking about some information that we need. We are so guided and looked after and given information than we possibly could ever imagine. And all we need to do is just stay in the present moment and just and observe and look out for those signs. So what was your question today?
So true. I feel that next phase coming, and even more so because my daughter is starting school next month. So, but I have it feels like it crept up on me, and I wasn't prepared. Like, I have no idea what this next phase is looking like. I know that my husband has some ideas, even though I can't seem to emotionally connect to them, even, and they include me if they go through. So I'm just seeing if there's any guidance, any direction into this next phase that you might have.
Okay. Well, first of all, we are, many of us are in a little bit of a hiatus period, and they want you to put emphasis right now in nurturing yourself. I don't know, you know, with a young child, or this, do you have the one child or more children?
I have 5 children in California, and I'm in Florida, and this is a second marriage. So I have one from this marriage. And
okay.
Yeah, my first, it's been a road.
Okay. So that's probably why they're bringing up it's an important time for you to nurture your soul. Don't rush what's coming in, because you have to allow yourself to be in the optimal conditioning, I guess they're calling it, you know, to have the energy and the strength to be able to step into the next phase of your life. So they really do want you to nurture yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Take time out for yourself. And to also give yourself credit for all that you've done. That's one thing that we fail to do. As soon as we complete, you know, one part of our mission or one part of anything, we completely look to the future. We anticipate what's on the horizon, and we don't give any thought to how much we've given in the past. So that's what they want. They want you to really center on that. Let's look at the cards as to what's coming up for you. The first card is the Hanged Man, and the Hanged Man, they want you to look at things from a different perspective. They want you to visualize what it is that you love doing and stepping into that. I don't know if you've done vision boards. I don't know if you've, you know, done anything like that. But feel as if it's here already. That's what they want you to do. They want you to say thank you. Thank you for my wonderful new opportunity or new job in which I get to work with like-minded people. I get to get paid financially remunerated for this. I get to work in beautiful surroundings. All of these things. Act and feel as if it's here already. Get started getting so excited and saying, I'm not, you know, even though I don't know what it is yet, I can feel what it feels like to, you know, get up every morning and wiggle with excitement that I get to do something that I love that brings forth my gifts and talents. And the next card couldn't be any more specific. You've got two major arcana cards here. This one is the Magician. And they're saying, my dear Mary, you are the Magician. And they're saying, the more that you nurture your soul, the more that you visualize this coming to you, this wonderful opportunity, you're going to love it. They are saying that you're going to love it. You are the Magician now. And that's what's you have the ability to be able to bring those abundant energies in. And the next card is the Sunshine, Lollipops, and Roses card. This is the Ten of Cups, where your desires and your wishes and your intentions will be fulfilled. But what they're saying is, please, beloved Mary, isn't that nice? Please, beloved Mary, they want you to take all of your expectations and all of your attachments off what you think is going to happen and just open up to the amazing possibilities. They want me to pull you one more card from this deck. I don't usually pull four cards, but one more card from this deck. And this says, take a leap of faith. It's the Dove card. Doves are signs of peace. And so they're saying that it may not come in the way that you think it's going to come in, but you will have all of the skills and all of the experiences to be able to do this. So like I said, I'd love to know what that's going to manifest physically and tangibly as. So you can always send me an email to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And I hope that's, been helpful. Take care.
Yes, very much. Thank you.
Bye. And that just about wraps up our show for today. Again, for those that are celebrating, happy 4th of July. Thank you to all my callers. Thank you to my listeners tuning in. Do remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on its lovely home of Transformation Talk Radio. Please go to my website, angelhealinghouse.com, to take a peek at those remarkable channeled books, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. And until next time, everyone, please do give yourself the freedom to allow your radiant light to shine forth and go out and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I so look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.